You're listening to SBS News.
So, Niv, the market's having a relatively strong day. The Australian dollar is at a four-week high above 70 US. Why is all of this happening now, even amid these COVID-19 concerns?
Yeah, Ricardo, we're seeing business confidence better than expected and consumer confidence actually for June much better than expected. And the federal government's actually just revised GDP figures upwards. So with governments printing money, fiscal stimulus, interest rates still at record lows, base metals at all-time highs with gold over 1,800 US per ounce, we've seen the Aussie dollar have a really strong uplift.
ASIC today has now joined APRA in warning retail investors or inexperienced investors who are only now playing the share market, mainly using online trading software, not to go too headstrong. That's their words. What's your message?
It's a really interesting question. We actually just got off the phone from the CEO of Self Wealth, and we're seeing a huge inflow of retail investors starting to trade stocks. There is speculation out there that the retail investor is actually pulling up to $10,000 out of the self-managed super fund to invest. And look, we are seeing trading volumes have a really, really strong uplift. So hence there's a bit concerns regarding the regulator at the moment.
I guess one of the areas that these inexperienced retail investors are looking at is this buy now, pay later space, because we've seen shares in the likes of Afterpay and Zip, for example, really skyrocket from their lows. But it's still quite volatile, isn't it? I mean, Afterpay is up today. There's a bit of a deal between Google and Apple, but Zip is down quite dramatically. A lot of these companies make little or very zero profit, right? What's your take on this trend?
Yeah, really good question. So Zip came out with a trading update. They added over 24,000 new customers in the last 12 months. Trading revenues are up over $160 million. Sezzle just completed an $80 million book build, which was five times oversubscribed. And we saw a really big deal with Afterpay. They just recently raised over $1 billion. Tencent just invested in them. And then they did, as you mentioned, a relationship with Google and Apple. So look, the whole buy now, pay later space is probably the buzzword in the short term. We're even talking about similar to what we've seen in the dot-com era, and that trend is probably set to continue.